I'm currently undertaking this spirituality course that trains you for spiritual direction and to train others to be spiritual directors. And one of the components that we were on today was understanding that our image of God, can inhibit us in spiritual growth, or it can encourage us in spiritual growth. In other words, how we see God will determine greatly our relationship with God, whatever image we have. So what sort of images do you think do we have of God? What are some of the images we have of God? What's the most typical image we have of God? Father, okay. What's some of the other sort of, problematic images of God? Right, so an authority for a judge, somehow a dictator like God. What other images are there? What? A guide, okay. But oftentimes we think God creates us as perfect, so we think God is a watchmaker, makes perfect precision, and when it gets wrong, he goes and fixes it. Or God is the ultimate chess player, trying to always outsmart us in one way or the other. Or God is the miracle worker that is constantly trying to, we constantly pleading with this miracle or that work. Or he's the ferocious warrior, cutting down people. Or the unmerciful judge. And the list can go on and on. You name it. But let's be honest, how we view our God is very important. Whatever image we have, whether it's something that we got from a childhood or somebody introduced to us recently, it can determine greatly how we relate to our God. Like, so if I think of my God as like this ultimate chess maker trying to outsmart me in the game of life, then I'm going to eventually try to outsmart him, trying to do this or that, but not do his will. Right? Or if we think of God as this ultimate sort of dictator, then I'm going to be cowering away from him and never want to really have a relationship with this dictator like God. Or if we see our God as the ultimate wonder worker or wonder miracle worker, then we're always going to be pleading to give us this, to give us that, our pleading our cause. So the reason why I say that is today we often see this parable of the talents as one of majority of stewardship, of what did they do with what they were given. And that's a perfectly adequate way of looking at the scripture. But what's the distinction between the first two and the third servant? There's a huge difference in how their image of God is different. The last one has a different image of God than the other two. They never said that he was a stern and tough master that took where he didn't plant, right? But the last one did. The last one thought he was a sort of a unfair dictator like God, and so he treats God in return. And what do you do when you're in fear? You bury things. You hope for the best and put it aside. He didn't really like his master, because if he liked his master, he would have done what? He would have done what his master would have done. Like, just think of it as a child. When you think back when you were a child, that when your mother or father left and did something, you weren't asked to do something extraordinary. You just do what your mother or father would want you to do. And that was the only measure in your mind, if you're really honest, is you knew, if we're honest, we knew what mom or dad did not want us to do. Like, going to the liquor cabinet was not on the list of going to do the things, right? And we knew that. Did that stop us from going to the cookie jar? Or going getting something that mom or dad didn't want us to have? Oh, we might have tempted ourselves, but if we did it, we knew well we were doing something that our mother or father didn't want us to do. Doing the Father's will requires us, in a sense, to have a relationship. We have to want to do the will of our master. We want to like. If we don't like our mother and father, then the chances of doing what they want is pretty slim. If we don't like our God, the chances of us wanting to even do it, never mind doing it, wanting to do His will, is going to be pretty slim. So we have to look at our images of God. And we were given one predominant image, the first one you said, which was God sent Christ among us to say, I'm changing your image of God forever. I want you to think of me as daddy. Not as father, as daddy. That's the proper translation for Abba, is daddy. I want you to think of daddy. Well, daddy is different than father. Your father will wait for you when you come home. That's very different than saying, oh, daddy's almost home. Right? You would agree, right? So father on one level is, but it's the interpretation of it being daddy is radically different. So what was the difference between these three servants? Now remember, talent was worth $1 million. So one got $5 million, another got $3 million, and the servant who got the least got $1 million. Not exactly a small amount. The point is that God is abundantly lavishing His gifts to us. And that if we want to share in His joy, then just do what you would think God would do. And as St. Paul says to his disciples in Thessalonica, is that you know what you need to do. You're already doing what is good. And I say the same thing to you. You don't need me to tell you what is the right and good. You know what is right and good. And you know when you're not doing it. So simply do what you know is right and good because you love your daddy. And that you want to do what your daddy wants you to do. That's the total sum of the gospel. And we know what he wants us to do is to simply love one another. To love deeply one another. And not just those who love you back. But to love you radically, those who will never be able to love you back. That's what daddy wants us to do. The gospel, in the end, my friends, is actually really kind of simple. He doesn't make it complex. He says, love me like a daddy. And love others as I do. I love them like a daddy. So you love others like a daddy. Caring, forgiving, kind, and gentle. So today, whatever gifts we have, whatever way we think we are maybe lesser gifted or more gifted than others, as long as we use them the way Daddy wants us to use them, we're good to go. It's about what Daddy wants. And do it always.